you know, it's interesting to think that so many people, and you sort of almost forget when, like, we've been coming into the studio really all the way through the pandemic, but a lot of people have been working from home. My sister-in-law just last night was talking to her. She's going back to work for a few days a week now for the first time in 6 months, which is just incredible. So tips and traps about going back to work after a long time off during the pandemic. Rosa Racco is the principal from WR Law, and she's our employment expert and joins us on the show this morning. Rosa, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Very well indeed. So it must be very hard for a lot of people and for a lot of organisations as well after it's been just so different for the past several months.
Look, I think this year, well, it goes without saying it's been a year like no other, but it's just really difficult now knowing what to do to get back to work. Can I say to you that, you know, this is my life. I spend all day, every day, looking at the laws and the regulations, and they're changing so much that even I find it hard to keep up, let alone people who are trying to run businesses. How do they keep up?
Yeah.
How do they know what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do? It's just crazy times.
Well, that is the question, I guess. How do they know? I mean, where you know, can they keep abreast of things so that, you know, they're doing the right thing as an organisation and also doing the right thing as employees as well?
Well, there's two things I want to say about that. Well, firstly, me and my staff put together a great little booklet about and put together all the links that are out there from all the different government departments about what people need to know, and people can jump on my website and get that for free. Because there's just so much information out there, it's almost like information overload, and even me finds it just so hard to keep up to date. But it's just really funny because there's a funny case that I had the other day, that I came across the other day, and it was about BHP. A company like BHP can make mistakes. So if BHP makes mistakes, what luck do we have as the average punter? So there's a whole group of employees called vulnerable workers, and they're people over 65, they're Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they're people with respiratory diseases. So they thought that'd be a really good idea to stand these people down to protect them. They gave them lots of money. They were employed through a recruitment agency, so they gave them $3 million to keep these people, you know, employed or with money. That $3 million ran out, and so for 3 months they were without money. So this was an intention to protect them, okay? So after 3 months without money, the union ran a class action and said, you've discriminated against these people because of their age and their disability. So I just find it amazing that a company that size with that much resources, with that much knowledge and information can make mistakes. What chance does the average small business punter have? So they're having now to defend a class action for discrimination when they're just trying to protect vulnerable workers.
Yeah, that is very interesting indeed. And from the workers' viewpoint, coming back into the office situation or the workplace situation after many have worked at home for so long is going to be very strange too.
Well, a colleague told me yesterday that I won't say the name of the company, but they were returning to work, and this person didn't want to come back to the office. So what he did was get his camera and go around and take photos of everybody who wasn't wearing a mask so he could report them to WorkSafe. So there's some really strange behaviour going on out there. But I've got a couple of things that I think, some principles, six principles. So when you're going back to work, ensure you're 1.5 metres of distancing, wear a mask, practice good hygiene, keep good records, and act quickly if you or anyone in your team or at work becomes unwell.
Yep.
Avoid interactions in close spaces and create bubbles. So, like, you might have a team of people working on one floor and a team of people working on the other floor. So just have workplace bubbles. And I think, again, if you're unsure about what to do, find out the right answer, because we don't want regional Victoria to go down into lockdown again.
No. You're very good at employment law, not great at maths. That was 7 points, actually. But anyway, who's counting?
Oh,
hey, now, before you go, Rosa, tell us again how people can access your website to find out all those bits of information. What's your website?
It's wrlaw.com.au, and we've just popped that free resource up about all the links, posters, all the information about getting back to work safely. So feel free to download it, find out what you need, and if you need specific advice, give us a call.
Terrific stuff. Rosa, thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Lovely. Cheers. Have a great day. One.
Yeah, you too.